The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USA Prepares. Special broadcast about alternative energy and saving money. And we've been talking about the lithium iron phosphate batteries in hour number one. And this hour, let's talk about how we can save money. You know, As I look at some of the things that we've done here at the farm, the way we save money is prepare for the long run. Okay, it's hard to save money in the short run, but in the long run, if you put out an investment, you can save money in the long run. And let me just give you a quick example. We have an outdoor wood furnace, and we pick up wood around that falls off, limbs fall off trees fall down. And we just cut them up, put them in the wood furnace, and we heat our house almost for free. But there was an initial investment. And that's the kind of thing we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about how you can save money. And we have the team from ironedison.com, IronEdison.com. It's a battery company, but it's full service. And they can provide everything that you need. Instruction, engineering, details, and all the products that you need. Same company that I have purchased our equipment from, the same exact company. And Brandon Williams is with us. And Brandon, let's talk about the ways we can save money. And one of the things is, businesses and commercial and peak load shaving. Let's talk about that. And who is the team that you've got with us for this hour?
For this hour, we are being joined by one of our most senior system designers, Timna Zemel. And we still have Rhodes Carter here on the line.
Great.
And Timna's going to get us kicked off here by explaining a little bit more about commercial peak load shaving and then how that idea is trickling down into residential bills.
Hi, Vincent. How's it going?
It's going very well. Thanks for being with us. And by the way, we have a post on page one of USA Prepares talking about this and a link to your website, ironedison.com. So tell us about peak load shaving. That's S-H-A-V-I-N-G.
That's right. And so in the commercial world, there's charging for your electricity in a couple different ways. One of them is an instantaneous way, and the other is more long-term. So when a typical, residential scale person gets their electricity bill, they're charged based off of how much energy they've used over the course of the month, right? So that's kilowatt hours. But in a commercial setting, they're also charged for instantaneous demand. That's how much power was needed at that facility at a very specific moment in time. Let's think about a factory, for instance, where they have very high-grade equipment. That power needs to be delivered to their facility in a very short amount of time, and that's a very big amount of power in that short amount of time. So in a commercial application, they're charged in those two ways, not just your energy usage over the course of the month, but they also look at what your peak demand was. So peak load shaving basically says, well, okay, if you're going to be charged according to that highest demand value that you reached over the course of that month, what happens if we tune that down just a little bit? Let's say we'll have a battery take care of those peaks. And so according to the utility, you've actually reached a lower peak level than what you were at before, and you'll get charged less because you're charged according to your peak.
Let me see if I've got this right.
Okay, yeah.
So as you know, I understand what you're saying, but so the startup current demand for, let's say, an electric motor, a well pump, I'm trying to share with the class what this might mean at the home level or the farm level. Startup demand for a motor like that would drive a compressor, an air compressor. Mm-hmm. One, it's about three times the energy of the run load. So the startup load is three times what the normal running load is.
That's right.
True for a well pump. So if we're talking about these kinds of things, that would be elevators. You know, if you have an elevator in your business, if you have electric motors, drill presses, and things like that, even refrigeration equipment, when it starts up, there's a high demand. Is that the kind of some of the devices that we're discussing now for driving that extra electric bill cost?
Absolutely, and you're touching on something that is what I want to talk about as well. That this method of charging for not just energy but also instantaneous power is moving not just from being a commercial application but also moving into the residential world as well. So those people who even in their home, let's say, are doing exactly what you're describing are, you know, plugging in some kind of device that has that high peak or that surge, that could, in a short amount of time, you could be seeing that on your bill as well.
So when you go to the dentist and you have a filling placed, the bill may say, well, it's not just a filling. It's very complicated. This is actually three sides. So we bill you for each side of the filling. It's like different ways of finding different methods of charging us more for the same thing. And I got a bill for selling my cows, and I'm looking at all these fees that have been added on. And what I did was I called the selling company. I said, is there any other fee that you could have added to this besides all the ones you did add that you haven't thought about yet? I was so annoyed, and that's what you're talking about. You're talking about using the rules that they have put in place for us to our advantage to minimize the impact. And that's what you're talking about doing.
Right, exactly. I'm saying that very soon, and I think that they've already begun doing this in California. There are going to be other ways that the utility finds to charge you for the same thing. You're absolutely right. So if we have a battery there to take care of those peak demand charges and shave the tops of those peaks just a little bit, we could actually save ourselves a good amount of money every month.
And something very simple, like let's say you have a business and you have a sign, and the sign is lit. You power that sign up, and there's a high demand to power up that sign initially. And then the sign is up and running, and then demand goes for electricity goes down. But if you have a defective sign and it's flickering, you've got this pulsating increased demand, and it drives up a commercial electric bill. So there are lots of things that could happen in our homes, like the flickering lights that are of high demand. We just look, I wish that light would work, and it's causing more electricity to be used instantaneously. And boy, this is fascinating. And many of us probably haven't even thought about this, but yeah, I can see this coming our way. So the batteries simply shave off the peak. If you're looking at a graph, right, you're looking at the peak instantaneous load, and we just chop that off. So now we don't experience that extra charge for that peak demand, right?
Right. The visual is absolutely correct. If you're looking at a graph and you plot your instantaneous demand, it's going to be kind of all over the place, and it'll fluctuate exactly with the examples that you've been giving. Let's say you turn on your well pump.
Mm-hmm.
Big peak there. And if you can imagine just a straight line going across those valleys and peaks, that's where the battery is coming in. So you can actually program your inverter to say, hey, all right, we're not gonna let our KW, our instantaneous demand, go above this certain specific level. We'll have the battery come in and supplement whenever that happens. And so basically there's that line going across all of those peaks and valleys and making sure that your demand never goes above a certain pre-programmed set point.
Are we Are we aware of the timetable that we're going to see this on our electric bill since we've had all these new smart meters installed in our homes and businesses? Do you know when this may be deployed at the home level?
You know, like I was saying, we're already seeing it in California on the residential level. I think that it is only a matter of time in terms of the reason why the utility needs to charge for these things is because it's reflected in their infrastructure, right? That mm-hmm. that's something that they need to take care of. And I think that because maybe it's becoming more difficult to deliver that instantaneous demand, that's why they need to start charging more and more for it.
Okay. So you have a specific design that will take care of this problem of the peak load shaving. How does that design differ from the traditional design that we might be looking at? So is there additional equipment, or is there less equipment, or is there the same equipment, and it's just a programming issue?
So you can do peak load shaving with just a battery and a battery-based inverter. You don't necessarily have to have your battery charging from the solar array. In our more traditional setup, right, we have the solar charging the battery. The battery gets used throughout the evening and night, and then throughout the day it gets charged back up again using the solar. With peak load shaving, you don't necessarily have to opt to have your battery be charged using the solar, although a lot of the time it's nice, right, because the sun is free. But if let's say you're getting charged, or your utility is charging you more during certain hours of the day and less during other hours of the day, you can choose to have your battery get charged up, when electricity is cheap, and then you can have your battery come in and do the peak load shaving when those demand charges are going to be taking place. So if there is a time element in there, we can do it that way as well. And then the programming in the inverter is crucial, but it's the same equipment.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Tim, then when we come back, may we discuss net metering?
Sure, yeah. And I think Brandon will be talking about that too. Yeah.
Okay. Is there anything else that you want to talk about on peak load shaving?
I think we pretty much covered it. It's a great way to, you know, take the bull by the horns.
And my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I found. We chose the Snyder Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, over-salted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So we've been talking about peak load shaving, and I've been thinking about examples, and one that I can think of is, you know, if you have a camera and you want to take a flash picture, you've got that camera on and the energy system has been charged, the capacitor has been charged, ready to go. You hit the shutter button and that flash discharges. And so you've been saving that extra energy for that needed peak. That instantaneous peak when you want to use the flash. And that seems to be an example, but what's happening is we're now talking about the energy companies, the power companies, charging us extra for those instantaneous peaks. And that's what we've been talking about, shaving them off so that we don't have to pay those extra instantaneous demand charges that are coming our way. Brandon, net metering for electricity. Can you tell us what that is and what's coming our way with that?
Net metering is the concept of a standard grid-tie solar system where energy produced is netted out against energy consumed. So that's your standard residential or commercial solar tied directly to the grid. A lot of people are familiar with that. That's one of the more basic systems out there. The way that we can use this to our advantage to achieve some financial advantage in both residential and commercial applications is especially in areas that have what's called a tiered rate structure. where there are different tranches or tiers of billing for the end user based on how much that business or residence uses. These tiered rates are designed to reward people or businesses that use very little energy, typically divided into four tiers, whereas the low users get awarded. The users who are drawing the most electricity over the month are going to get penalized by paying a rate that's almost double what those low consumers are paying. So the financial play here, Vincent, is that we can use a solar array for a large consumer, whether home or business. That solar array can sell enough energy back to the grid so that that residence or business is now on a lower tier of the kilowatt hour price. So whereas a business may be paying 30 cents per kilowatt hour for using a lot of electricity, with a solar array, we can decrease total consumption and bring them down to a lower tier where they may only be paying 18 cents per kilowatt hour. So the cumulative effect is greater than just selling 1 kilowatt hour back at a time, where we're able to really knock down those most expensive kilowatt hours purchased.
So again, we're using the rules that have been applied to our best advantage. I was talking with Laura in California about exactly this, and she has been bumped up to, you know, higher and higher tiers for the electricity she's been using. Now, this is the exact opposite of what we've been led to believe. We've been led to believe that if you use just a little bit of electricity, you're paying a higher rate, and these large commercial users are paying lower rates for, you know, for their factories and so forth. But we're talking about the exact opposite. The more you use, the more you pay per unit.
That's exactly right. And these new rate structures, we're talking about this today because people may not be aware of these rate structures that are out there, but peak load shaving and demand charges, as well as these tiered rate structures, are being implemented right now across the country. In Tennessee, we have customers on tiered rate structures. We're seeing this in New York and across New England. And California is really the test bed for what they're calling these more progressive rate structures with demand charges and tiered rate structures, with the overall goal that is twofold. One is to, in general, decrease the load on the electrical grid by punishing people who are using too much electricity. And the second is to increase efficiency, drive efficiency by showing people that they're paying a lot and driving them to use more efficient lighting, heating, cooling to lower their overall bill.
Mm-hmm. And I talked with someone who was highly placed at an electric cooperative in Missouri, and I was talking about saving electricity. And he told me in no uncertain terms that they are not in the energy-saving business. We are in the energy-saving business. We, as the consumers of electricity, are in the energy-saving business, but they are not. So we need to do what we can to drive our costs down. We'll be right back, and we'll talk about...
You've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com or 800-544-3533.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
You woke up to the deception. You understand how big government and corporations are controlling you.
Guess what? The trail goes even deeper.
When you want to learn the full truth, visit toolsforfreedom.com. We take you further into uncovering the conspiracy
than you've ever been before.
Click toolsforfreedom.com. Use coupon code radio to get a free DVD today. Or call 800-770-8802. That's 800-770-8802.
toolsforfreedom.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. Buysellmakeoffer.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAprepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAprepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, we're talking with Brandon Williams, IronEdison.com. And Brandon, I mentioned in the beginning, hour number one, that I saw some solar panels on a bank, a roof of a bank, nearby our farm. And, you know, we don't use roofs for much. We use them to shed the water and keep the snow out and the sun and so forth. But they could be used for other things, right?
That's exactly right. Rooftops, especially at businesses, are another revenue stream. Whether a warehouse or business owner would like to install an array and own it and gather that energy themselves, that would be a traditional process. However, there's a growing movement of companies that own multiple warehouses, and they're able to actually lease out the roof space, much as a landlord would be leasing the warehouse space inside the building. The building owner is now leasing the square footage on the roof of their building so that a third party can come in, install a solar array, and actually sell that solar power to another entity through a power purchase agreement. So these warehouse owning landlords aren't interested in collecting the energy from the array. Typically, that's due to some complex electrical equipment inside of the building or agreements with tenants. They're simply using the roof, the square footage on the roof, as another revenue stream. And that.
That sounds very much like what happens with water towers and churches that are using their roofs for, well, hidden antennas, but water towers are renting space for cell phone use and municipal antenna use as well. So, yeah, what a great thought. So, Brandon, before someone enters into one of those agreements to rent out their space or to rent space on a roof, do you advise that they call you to get the heads up on what they're getting into and maybe some of the costs or prices they should be engaged in?
For any of these systems that we've discussed today, we have designed several large-scale systems for peak load shaving and for commercial rooftop solar. We're also partnered with another company based out of Colorado here that is specifically built around financing commercial solar installations. So we have a lot of in-house expertise on the battery side, and when it comes to utility-scale solar development, we know the people who are doing those sorts of projects every day.
Are there other ways to save money?
Absolutely. And I'd like Timna and
Ro. The nail on the head went right before we went to break the last time when you were talking about energy efficiency, and that we the consumer really are in the business of energy efficiency. And, you know, the more you just go through your home, you know, toss out that old 20-year-old fridge that's hogging all the energy, replace it with a Energy Star rated super efficient refrigerator, or just go through and change out all your lights to LEDs. The less you use, the smaller the system you can buy, and the more money you can save. Not only if you go solar, but also if you don't, you'll just get charged less from the utility as well. So that was a great point that you brought up.
Well, you know, and I was doing some research about even saving money with an older refrigerator, and there's a YouTube video where this person just got some foam insulation boards and wrapped his refrigerator in foam insulation, and he drove down his electric cost on his refrigeration by about 20%. Now, that doesn't work if your condenser is the skin of your refrigerator. That would make it much worse if you did this. But if you have those coils on the back of your refrigerator or the coils on the bottom, you might find that $20 worth of insulation might save you 20% on your refrigerator or freezer costs. But make sure that you've got coils that are not part of the skin of the refrigerator. Great point. What about federal tax credits?
That's another great point. The federal tax credit right now for any renewable energy system is 30%. So that's a huge portion of the cost of the system. And yeah, it's extended now. So it was going to expire at the end of 2016, but we have 5 more years now. There are, however, more local incentives on the state level that are indeed expiring soon. So New Mexico, for instance, 10% tax credit, that's significant as well. That's set to expire at the end of this year.
Now, are we talking about 10% plus 30%?
That's right. So that's 40%. Yeah.
Okay.
That's all significant.
Right. So it's not one or the other. It's both. Okay. Mm-hmm. And also there's the depreciation of the asset, right?
That's correct, Vincent. So in terms of a business system, typically the depreciation of those assets happens over several years. There's currently in place regulations that allow for bonus depreciation or would allow the business owner to fully depreciate the asset in year one. So in addition to the tax credit, federal tax credit, there's local, state, municipal tax credits. And then on top of that, there's the financial bonus of being able to depreciate that entire solar array in year one.
Mm-hmm. And what about moving on into the residential time of use area about, well, selling back? Let's talk about that. And
so
the timing of selling back.
This is another interesting new concept with these more advanced rate structures. And fortunately, we now have the inverter technology to keep up with these rate structures. Time of use is a structure in which a residential or business user is going to be charged more for buying during peak hours. And on the flip side of that, that system owner would be able to sell back to the grid typically after the sun goes down between 5 and 8 p.m. Selling energy back into the grid would be rewarded at a much higher rate than, for example, at noon when all the other solar arrays are up and running. So what we can do is design a system that shuts off the purchase of electricity during the high cost times of in the morning, for example. So the battery delivers the energy from 8 to 10 a.m. The solar charges the battery for the rest of the day. And then after the sun is set, when the buyback rates are better from the utility, the system owner can then turn the cell-to-grid feature on at the moment those higher kilowatt-hour buyback prices start. So we can use that battery in almost an arbitrage scenario, buying at a lower rate, storing it, selling it back at a higher rate. And it's only if we can keep the battery costs low over the course of the system that idea of arbitrage is going to work out. And until now, lead acid batteries have been the only option. Nickel iron's out there as well. But with the O&M costs and keeping somebody on board to manage that battery, those finances haven't worked out. Using the lithium and the lithium iron batteries, we're finally at a place now where arbitrage and taking advantage of time of use structures is making financial sense.
So what I'm hearing is the rules keep changing by the sellers of electricity, and what we're doing on our side of the equation, the consumers, and those who have solar systems, we're using the programming capabilities of our inverter technology to use those rules that are being used against us to be used in our favor. So we can say, oh, yeah, okay, I got it. So we'll just reprogram our device to sell back, and then we'll take advantage of the gouging that you guys are forcing us to feel. What a great way to go.
It's kind of fun, isn't it? It's like a cat and mouse game with the utility and this digital technology, inverter control systems is our key to success.
It really is fun, and I, you know, when I look at filling out our tax documents, I look at the rules and I interpret them to the best of our advantage, and then I play the game with their rules. And it's really kind of fun because it really is cat and mouse. They keep changing the rules, and we keep adapting. And have you found anyone who said, you know, I really want to investigate this. I'd like to have one of these solar systems for my home, let's say an off-grid system or a grid tie system, whatever it may be. And I want to do a project and share my what I've learned with the world via either YouTube or a website. And by the way, that's going to be my new business. And so I'm going to buy this system. I'm going to use it as my business experience, and I will publish the results of it on the web, and therefore 100% of it is a tax deduction. Has anyone done that kind of scenario that you know of? Because I think it'd be pretty cool to do.
That does sound like a really good project. We have some similar projects where system owners are traveling across the country in an off-grid educational bus or vehicle. Mm-hmm. So the entire system is used as an educational tool. So in addition to what you just described, there's opportunities for nonprofits and churches and schools to take advantage of other credits that may be out there that are specific for them. What you're describing is absolutely realistic, and with the ability to link a system up to the internet, we can help system owners to publish that data and share that data. Of course, if they want to, we can keep all of that data local and on site and not connect it to the outside internet, rather to create a secure intranet right at the farm. For example, we could use a separate router not connected to the internet. You'd be able to wirelessly track all of your production and consumption without ever worrying that it's going to be shared with the outside world. And on the other side of that is the system that you're describing, using this as an educational tool, publishing every part of this.
Yeah, and in my opinion, it can be used as a legitimate business expense. And as you travel, you talk about it and share the information of what you've learned. And why would you do this? Well, you're looking for ad revenue on your website. And whether you actually make money or not, that's not required. The intent to make money is required. We'll be right back.
Class, I'm a survivalist, and my plan is to be independent of everything that I can so that supply chain disruptions have a minimum impact on our family. What's the first thing that you do when the power goes out? I've researched the best value solar energy system that I can find, one that's backed by the technical support necessary for the undertaking. The system's installed and is generating electricity right now with equipment purchased from IronEdison.com. You heard Brandon Williams, CEO of IronEdison.com, right here on USA Prepares. Together, we designed our system. In my opinion, our IronEdison.com system has more features, more value, and more potential than any other system I've found. We chose the Schneider Electric system with a hybrid inverter, charge controller, power panel, battery disconnect, and the system control panel. If you want energy independence, as we have, please consider calling the engineering team at IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433, 720-432-6433.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Attention USA Prepares listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to USA Prepares unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number, 1-605-477-3249. Try it now to listen to USA Prepares 24/7 at no extra cost or data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3249. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear USA Prepares untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3249.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Class, I'd like to give you the contact information for IronEdison.com. That's 720-432-6433. 720-432-6433. IronEdison.com. Brandon, I've been to the central office of our local telephone provider here in our hamlet in Missouri, and I knocked on the door. I saw the truck out front, and I walked in. I was invited in, and I toured it very quickly, and I saw the battery backup. And the reason that they have this battery bank is because they want to provide uninterrupted service during a power outage. And the battery bank will sustain the system for long enough for the generators to kick in, and they can provide a longer-term uninterrupted service for standard telephone service and internet service. Now, that's the kind of thing that I'm really interested in. I know that those who are listening to this broadcast are interested in that as well. So, class, if you're interested in uninterruptible power, and if you're interested in a plan B, and if you're interested in protecting your life, because electricity is so important in today's life, please consider contacting IronEdison.com, 720-432-6433. And I understand that we can meet some of your team in Wisconsin. Can you tell us about that?
Actually, this is Jim, part of the Iron Edison team, and I was going to talk to you a little bit about the upcoming events that we have. Pretty excited about it. The energy fair that you speak about is going to be held in Custard, Wisconsin. It's going to be June 17th through the 19th. The fair is all about helping the attendees learn all about clean energy and sustainable living. That's going to be done via workshops and vendor booths. And we're going to be there with a number of our team to talk about the nickel iron and the lithium iron and how it can be used for the attendees' energy needs, either off-grid, grid-tied, residential, and mostly we expect to see that type of attendee there, but also commercial. So,
And will you be presenting a seminar? I went to the website, and I looked at the schedule. Will you be presenting a seminar?
That is correct. Between June 17th and June 19th, when we are up in Custer, Wisconsin, we will be presenting both at the booth and at the main stage at the event. It's an outdoor, it's similar to a county fair. Mm-hmm. All the vendors are under tents, and it's really a reunion of all of the people who have been in the solar business for over two decades. So we're excited about that. In addition, we have the Battery Show and Critical Power Expo. This is a very serious and a high-level commercial and business-to-business show. Jim, tell us when and where are we going to be at the Battery Show?
So the Battery Show is quite a large conference. It's actually broken up into three sections. And as Brandon said, we're going to be in the critical power portion of that. And that's in Novi, Michigan, being held September 13th through the 15th. And we will be focusing on commercial telecom opportunities. And Brandon's going to be speaking at the Buyers Forum. And he's going to be talking about the lithium iron battery and how it can be used as you mentioned, UPS backup. But we also see our battery being used in telecom applications where it actually is used as a daily load support mechanism as well. So we're going to sit there and in our booth and meet up with people that are interested in the battery and talk about how we can team up with them to power their sites.
I'll tell you what, I haven't checked my schedule, but I would love to travel there and meet all of the team that's present at the event in Wisconsin. Boy, that sounds great. Do you think you might have any show specials for those who attend?
We'll have show specials, and anyone is always welcome to meet us here in Lakewood, Colorado. Give us a call. We're always happy to help.
Class, if you're interested in working with the same team that I work with for our alternative energy needs, that's ironedison.com. Brandon and Rhodes and Tim, how many of you want to learn how to dig up bugs, worms, and raise crickets for food? Do you prefer to eat them dried and crunchy or while still alive? Well, you won't have to if you can defend your food supply from predators. You may want to get an AR-15 kit from guns80.com. and build your own AR-15 rifle from a kit. If you can legally own a rifle, you can purchase this AR-15 kit. If you're handy, you can complete the rifle in about an hour. The kit comes with all the parts you're going to need to build your rifle, but you'll need a drill press. And survivalists need one anyway. The Guns80.com team purchased the same used floor-standing drill press that I have for $100. You can too. And when you're finished, you'll have a paperwork-free AR-15 rifle, a drill press, drill bits, and the knowledge to maintain your AR-15 rifle, all for less than you expect. So if you want a paperwork-free AR-15 parts kit like mine, visit guns80.com, guns80.com, and let the unprepared have our share of the bugs.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believes so strongly in gold that he changed gold ownership forever by bringing back physical gold to the American public, allowing gold coins to be minted and sold to U.S. citizens just like you, starting in 1985. Gold ownership can help protect your financial future, especially when our national debt is spiraling out of control. Many smart Americans have kept their retirements from being wiped out during America's financial crisis thanks to physical gold coins. I strongly urge you to call the U.S. Money Reserve at 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a special gold guide with new, never-before-released information about gold from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-866-944-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. I'm Michael Reagan. Thank you.